I'm going to share a poem that has a mezuzah in it, and the name I went by when I wrote the poem, and still go by in doctor's offices and with credit card companies and things like that, is Rosemary Hutzler. And I'm mentioning that because this poem has a lot to do with kind of transitioning into my Jewish life. And I can date this. It's over 20 years old. I know pretty much how old it is because I wrote it when I was expecting my first child, who is 21. It's a theme. Semi-independent. And I will also mention before I read it that since no one has spoken about this, the mezuzah has a Hebrew letter on it. It's a shin. And that stands for a name of God, which in English would be spelled S-H-A-D-D-A-I. It's one of many names for God. And the implications of that particular name are part of the poem. Saturday. I was still inside when the squirrel saw me through the glass and halted amidst foraging on his tiny branch to stare. What was I? And did I mean an end to what he was about? He was ready. I met his eye, mirrored his equanimity, tried to be myself, and took a breath, sliding open the door and going out, past the silver mezuzah with its letter for the name, denoting limits, sufficiency, and, according to the Ramban, miracles within nature's apparent capability, belly first onto the deck. The sun was out, melting the snow, and the air smelled good, like mud. I fell into the present and wanted to stay there among completed things. Did the squirrel know I was pregnant? What and how does such a creature know? Well, we're not so different, both of us wilder than we're taken for, the domesticated landscape part of what we struggle to survive, both preoccupied with finding and with hiding. After a quick nibble, he stood and began to preen his belly, then his haunch, pausing to watch me, then did a beautiful thing with his long red tail, running the length of it between his paws, as if to show how full and insubstantial, how it let the light through. Thank you.